Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian Reno Collier in the studio later on. Reno's at the Funny Bone in Omaha this weekend. You know Reno, he's a very funny guy. I've known him for a long time. And Nick Allen is a feature this weekend at the Funny Bone. Is it two shows both nights or just one, or how's this work, you know?
One tonight and two tomorrow.
Two tomorrow. Got it. And nobody had Ray Liotta. Nobody had Alan White from Yes. And nobody had Depeche Mode's Andy Fletcher.
That is correct.
Who all passed away on the same day. Now, granted, only two of them are musicians, but Ray Liotta came last, I believe. We heard last. That's pretty. No,
he was first.
The first one. Oh, he was first. Okay. Yeah. All right.
And then the guy from Yes.
Okay.
And then Depeche Mode.
Yeah. Yes. That was the order.
Yeah.
Order I heard them.
That we heard them. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But Ray was only 67. You know, well, Fletcher was only 60. Life's short.
And who's the guy from Yes?
Alan White, the original drummer.
I think he was 72.
72, right.
Congratulations to the mayor of Omaha.
Oh, I saw a lot of judgy people on Facebook when this was announced.
I hate when people do that.
Well, let's tell people what's up.
Yep.
The Omaha Mayor Jean Stothert is married. She married a longtime friend, Dr. J. Kevin O'Rourke, Wednesday. Their office says the couple met 45 years ago when he was in med school in St. Louis and she was a critical care nurse. Her first husband, Dr. Joe, died last March in a sad deal.
Yeah. Why would they judge that?
Because they're dicks.
I saw people judging the amount of time.
Because people are horrible.
Nobody cares.
It hasn't been long enough.
Right.
Yeah, but you're not her.
Rumors and speculation. No, she should wait too. You screw that.
What is this? Like, we wear black every day and sit in your front drawing room.
I guess.
And don't take visitors. There's all a lot of old school widow stuff that exists out there from years ago where you couldn't be seen in public for like 6 months. You couldn't take a visitor for a couple months.
Yeah.
You had to wear black for a year or two. What is this?
She needs to wear one of those veils over her face.
Right.
Well, and it's not just women either. I remember Patton Oswalt got crap for this when he got remarried.
Yes.
His wife
died of cancer or something like that, right?
And like a year and a half or so, I think one of
them. Who do you care?
He got married again and he took the same crap and it's not fair.
Yeah, we give her crap because of her politics, but no, this is. I saw
this is different.
I saw this.
it is.
I saw the story. I said, "Oh, good for her. She got married to some dude she knew." I think that's what happens with people. That when you lose somebody and you're in your 60s or even 70s, you probably run into some people you haven't seen in years, and you hook up.
Well, and you don't have
that happens.
You don't have time to waste either.
Right.
You know.
And you don't have control over when somebody comes into your life and how, or it comes back into your life.
My dad, I wish he would have stayed with her.
I was going to say, how long did he start dating?
Well, remember this, though. I mean,
after you lost your
mom. My dad was only 58.
Yeah.
And I look back on it now, I realize how young he was. But my mom passed away, and literally about 6 months after that, he ran into a woman who my mom and they were friends with her and her husband for years. And her husband had been divorced for years. And my mom knew this lady, and she was a great lady. In fact, I knew her kids. We all went to school together. And my dad and her started hanging out. They hung out for a good 2-3 months. It didn't work out, but they were hanging out. And I don't care. They probably heard something among their friends, you know. But it's like, they were just she was just consoling her, and then dad and her hooked up a little bit. You know?
I mean,
the
prime of your life.
Yeah, I wish you would have married her, because the other one was a bitch.
I wasn't around dad when he started dating. It was probably about 6-8 months after I lost my mom.
Yeah.
And, my sister didn't care. And I didn't hear the opinion of the community.
No, you didn't.
Nor did I care.
Right,
I just wasn't around it.
Right.
And you'd hope Larry living in a retirement community like that, other people would understand, you know.
Yeah.
Time is precious.
Maybe they
just
do.
Enjoy it.
If we'd have had the, that was years ago before you and I started working here, obviously, but when my mom passed, but if we'd have had the opportunity to sit in my dad at the Bunny Ranch 6 months after my mom died, I would have done it in a heartbeat, you know. I'm guessing he's probably thinking, I wish I was there when I was 58, too, instead of 75.
And if you'd have done that, he'd have never come back.
Yeah.
He would have just gotten a job and stayed there.
Oh, he would have stayed there.
What'd you say?
At 58, he'd be living there. Well, yeah. I told you.
Yep.
I told you for the story was him and when he was out there, one of the second time I think he was out there hanging out with Dennis. Dennis said, hey, why don't you come out and paint some out here for a little bit and stay here for a couple months? And they actually thought about it. Yeah, just stay here. You can paint the bird.
Yeah.
Help us fix the place up and hang out.
Paint the walls at the Bunny Ranch.
Paint the wall. Yeah.
Bring
your rough pink tongue.
6 months after your mom's death, would your sisters have objected more?
Well, they weren't. My sisters are here.
Of course they would.
Oh, yeah, they would have objected more, but they weren't. But they also didn't object to him dating almost within 6 months. My mom had been sick for like a year. It's just a stupid thing to comment on when you don't know people. I mean, she's allowed to marry somebody a year later. And if it's an old friend, that's even better, you know? What, she going to be on some dating site? You got to date with her. I got to date with the mayor. I haven't met her yet, but... in any town, we talked about the mayor getting death threats in Wichita. People know who the mayor is in these cities, these size cities, or any size city. Yeah, that's the mayor. That's the mayor. They can't go out anywhere, you know?
Yeah, I don't understand why people just expect people to be alone.
Was it on some sort of site? Was it all about basically why didn't you wait a year?
It was where...
conservative bitches?
No, the stupidest people in the world. If you want to interact with the stupidest people in
it's
the world...
It's TV sites, right?
No, just go to your local TV's Facebook
they
page.
They are the stupidest people
man.
In the world. Right. Well, if you're watching local TV...
Don't click on those comments.
They are the worst,
don't
aren't they?
Do
I never click on them.
You've got to look at them to see what the lowest common denominator is thinking.
Well, you have to.
Where the lowest common denominator dwells... It is populated.
That's funny. My wife mentioned
with substandard IQs.
Oh, yeah.
Who want to be heard?
Mm-hmm.
My wife said she saw that last night too, and she brought it up. I'm glad you brought it up this morning. She said, "I couldn't believe all these people were horrible on this."
They are. And you know, we're horrible, but we're not going to comment on your personal life.
Not when it comes to that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's a personal decision. So it's not for everyone.
God,
yeah.
That's fine.
Doesn't matter what you think.
Yeah.
What does she feel? What does she think?
Your
dad. What do you care?
Even your dad.
What do you care?
Your dad got married.
Your dad got remarried, Craig. After,
yes, he did.
Sure.
He wouldn't have sex without being a sin. That's why.
Right.
Right. Well, that's true.
That's right. Yeah.
You got to get it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only so much time.
That's right.
Yeah. But,
life's short, man.
And you didn't get you didn't care.
No.
No, he didn't care.
No, that's fine. It's what again, it was his decision.
Right.
And again, time is precious.
Grown,
how much are you supposed to waste?
They're grown men. But I always get that thing if, you know, my wife kicks, I can't date any of her friends. And I always say, don't worry about it. Then they don't like me anyway.
Oh.
But I always say, if one of them did, yeah, you're not going to be here anyway.
But we all know they don't.
Be much
no
easier.
Consoling
it simplifies
there.
It.
Much easier to get to know them. And then I'm really single. I guess, yes, I'm really talking about other guys' wives right now. So I should be quiet.
They love that.
I should be quiet about that. They might say, take her.
Yeah, I was going to say, some of them might just offer her up. No, you can have her.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Take this alimony off my
Henny
hands.
Henny Youngman.
Right. More performers.
I do wonder if the mayor has to show... ID to get a marriage license.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they all know her.
Yeah.
City Hall.
Yeah.
More performers pulling out of the National Rival Association convention in Texas. Larry Gatlin said that he cannot in good conscience perform. American Pie singer Don McLean said pretty much the same thing. What? Said it would be disrespectful and hurtful if he sings.
Well, he's an ass.
Well, how about if they would? I'm glad they're pulling out, but why would they sign it to begin with? Because the NRA was just as horrible a week ago as they are now.
Right.
I mean, they were just as horrible a week ago.
It's a worse look.
You know, Buffalo happened 10 days ago, and well, I could just go through a zillion shootings. We get that, but they were just as horrible a week ago. Now they are worse. No, they're not. They're just always horrible.
Guy from Restless Heart has decided to skip the event. Lee Greenwood will play, though.
Of course he will.
And I will say this about Lee Greenwood.
He sucks.
He's got a damn fine whiskey.
He sucks. Proud to be an American where kids are murdered in classroom.
Oh,
we should add that to the song this weekend.
I got this from some media types. Puss, you know, look into booking Ray Stevens as he debuts his song Wrapped in the Flag.
Oh, probably not.
What?
Yeah.
He's not dead?
No. I thought he was dead too, man.
And that's from the commissioner.
Right. Well,
that's from the commissioner over there.
Yeah.
He's not dead?
I get him on the phone to prove it.
It's a Memorial Day thing.
Bye. Is that wrapped with a W or an R?
Wrapped in the blood of kids.
No, with
a
W.
That is, by the way. The blood of kids.
But if he rapped, that would be funny. That'd be very Ray Stevens.
Right.
It would be.
Yeah.
Better move on. Our boss ain't going to like the Ray Stevens talk.
Well, he probably got the email, too.
He's on the phone with them right now.
Yeah.
Sellers are rushing to put their homes on the market before it cools off. Realtor.com. Realtor.
Nobody says that.
They should.
Except for the commercial, nobody says that.
It is Realtor.
No, they say Realtor. Those commercials.
Yeah.
They say Realtor. Not one realtor has ever said
on
said
the tour.
Realtor.com reports the number of houses for sale jumped close to 10% last week after that sharp increase in mortgage rates caused a pullback. They say the new listings went up twice as fast because they're going to try and catch it before the market goes back down. They want to sell their house while it's up.
Yeah.
That's what people are trying to do. So we'll see how well that works for people.
They do it probably happens in big, rich mansions more than does it anything. But I was watching that show, L.A. Listing. It's a mindless show with beautiful houses in L.A., obviously. But they've done this. I've read people do this before. They said, you like that house? You know what? Let's knock on the door. See if they want to sell. Now, if somebody knocks on your door, no matter where you live, and they offer you 20% over market value, are you saying, pack it up, let's go?
I would be.
I mean, think about it.
And then my wife and kids are like, no, we can't. Why not?
Somebody has some sentimental thing about that house. It's not a mansion, but just I mean.
It's your house.
There would be a number.
Oh, there'd be a number.
There'd be a number.
I think everybody's got a number.
Yeah.
But 20%, I don't know.
Well, that's a lot of money, Todd.
Well, you got to move.
It depends.
Moving's a major pain in the ass.
I just threw that out there, but this mansion in L.A.
The number would probably not be related to market value. It'd be like, to how much do I have left to pay?
In the mortgage, right? Yeah.
You got to find some other place to live.
Right.
Yeah. That's what my wife always says.
I know.
Like when the houses are going for insane prices.
Right,
so I'm like, let's sell our house.
They are.
She's like, where would we go? I'm like, I don't know. We'd have a big pile of cash, and I'm sure we could find something.
Yep, you would.
No, you'd find another house that has also been jacked up in price over
the
years.
Yeah, the only way you win there is if you can downsize.
Yeah.
You know, or move to David City.
Well, I figured we could rent for a couple years until everything goes down.
You could do
and
that.
Then,
you still make money, right?
Yeah.
But she ain't listening to you, right? Most time.
Now I just get shot down whenever I bring it up at all from the kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, or kick a couple of the kids out. Then you could downsize.
Yeah, I've never been. I'm not like, kick your kids out, Dad.
No. We talked about the other day.
Yeah.
I think it's lame.
I'm just saying, if you want to save on the housing.
I think that's lame, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth it for, like, you know, your long-term relationship with your kid. To be
kick
like,
them out?
Hey,
no.
Okay, fine.
See ya.
No.
If that's what you're worried about.
All right. I mean, okay, we've had a good run.
Yeah.
Now it's time.
Mom and I are getting an apartment. No room for you.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Actor Kevin Spacey being charged with sexual assault in the United Kingdom. He's looking at four charges of sexual assault against three men. Also facing another charge involving sex without consent. He's been under fire since 2017 when several people accused him of sexual assault or groping dating back to the 80s, although they're not going to, you know, apparently he has to go there for them for him to get busted.
Okay.
So just don't go to England and he's cool?
Yeah.
Seems like a winner.
No, he's not arrested. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not arrested.
But the U.S. isn't going to grab him and extradite him to England
yet.
On these.
Not yet. I don't know if it's going to happen, but not yet.
I'd say that's an easy choice. Just don't go back to England.
Yeah, the local news just did a story on the mayor there behind Nick. Yeah.
People are going to be pissed.
Yeah, somebody that.
Somebody needs to tell her we're on her side for this one.
Right.
For once, we're on her side.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm sure that means a lot to her.
Got you back.
She's on my Facebook. Yeah. You know. I've commented on her.
What
Facebook.
A weight off of her shoulders.
Right.
I've commented on her Facebook page a few times, but I don't think she thinks I'm a friend.
I've seen your comments, and I doubt it.
So I should comment on this. You go, girl. And I will. I'm going to go back to that page and
you
say,
tell her
you go, girl.
To make herself happy.
Yeah. No matter what Todd and Tyler think of your politics, standing up with Trump and all your right-wing crap, you go, girl.
Right.
On this one, we got you.
Yeah. Everybody has sexual needs, you know?
I think if you're in that situation, that's what you tell your kids.
You have sexual needs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you're grown kids, you would.
They know.
Yeah. You know what? Need to D.
Do it.
Like I said here, yeah. I need a D. I need a D. That's what you tell your kids. If you're a woman, by the way, or your dad. Or any other gay man. Speaking of gay emails, you got an email they want to read?
Oh,
that?
Yeah.
You want them to or not? I don't care.
Do you?
I don't know. You don't want to say. You argue with yourself off the air about five times. Like, am I going to read this or am I not?
We all do that. Then we all laughed. Yeah. So.
We did all laugh.
That's not fair.
And it's Friday. It is not fair. You're right, Chris. We laugh at very inappropriate things on this program.
All the time.
It's not fair that we all laughed. That should not be
not a good measuring stick.
That should not be any bar whatsoever.
That should be your test group.
And you weren't in the room yet, Nick. You walked out. You hadn't heard his email, had you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Daryl says, a pro tip for you. I like to do trance men from behind doggy and then grab their penis and pretend mine went all the way through.
No?
Yeah.
And then, out loud, puss. Right. Out loud. Not just off the mic.
I wrote him back and said, you know, they don't have to be trans.
Right.
And then he wrote me back, well, it's not gay. If they're trans. So that was our little exchange.
Send your email to Todd.
Yes. I'll take it.
At Todd.
At TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And we all laugh, right? So that's how our filter goes through when it comes to emails. We discuss it off the air and then say it anyway.
Is this going to break? Yes, it is. All right, I'll read it.
Right.
I wonder if that's something he lets them know.
I know. Oh, yeah. You know.
Yeah, well, it's something Mark could do. I'll suggest to Mark when he comes in next time. That would be funny.
Mark will be here
that
next
would
week.
Be yeah. hilarious.
Yep.
Oh, Nick.
Yeah. Things are going well.
Good morning.
There was also an email, I think it came in late yesterday, maybe even the day before. Somebody really enjoyed how Nick gets uncomfortable when Mark explained sexual situations, so he had a long list of questions. He wanted us to ask Mark. You know, while you were present,
and that's not even a gay thing.
I know. It's just you don't talk.
It's your parents' questions, right. Knocking it out.
No.
Yeah, it's just sex.
Right.
Any kind of sex.
Especially when Mark
said you don't want to hear what your parents are doing.
That he got a lot of massages.
Yeah.
There were size questions. There was a lot of.
There was a bunch of range of
issues there.
That's inappropriate.
Right. Well, not at the live show.
No. I know that. Yeah.
And he likes to watch Nick squirm.
Yeah. And they're sitting right next to each other, by the way, in the studio, so it's even funnier. It's like right beside him, basically.
Well, it's like anything else with the show. It's like the mic's turned off, or like, cool. What are you doing the rest of the day?
Yeah, you don't talk about it, right? Yeah. You don't say, explain more about gay sex to me.
But you just said that.
I did say that. Congratulations to the mayor again, by the way.
Absolutely. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows burned documents after meeting with a Republican congressman who wanted to challenge the 2020 presidential election.
All criminals.
Aide Katie Cassidy Hutchinson told the House panel that she saw him burn the papers after meeting with Scott Perry. That was following the 2020 election.
That must be fine.
Yeah. All
I'm
criminals.
Sure it is.
Yeah. All
I'm sure
criminals.
It is. I tell you what, that Top Gun Maverick. Everybody's loving it so far. Yeah, the critics are loving it. 97% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes from the
critics, even, right?
Critics.
Yeah.
Haven't heard a bad word about it.
Well, I mean, there's a 3% that apparently don't care for it because it's only 97%.
Then you're just a contrarian. If you like that series at all and you went and watched it, if you didn't like it, then that's a contrarian there because 3%. I mean, if you didn't see the first movie, you have no idea what you're talking about. Then you might not like this kind of movie.
97% might as well be 100 because you don't get 97% of people to agree on anything.
Yeah, I think Paddington 2 may still have a 100%.
Well, they're
wrong.
There's
100% agreement on Is It Cake?
Good point. Good point. Now, I want to ask you guys this because you were like 6 and 5 when that movie came out. So you guys didn't see it till later. So it was because your parents turned you on to the movie?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm saying even your generation knows that movie. The original.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly, you do.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying you can't see movies some of our favorite movies before we were born. I get that. But you guys are really into it. You weren't you weren't around during the phenomenon of the original Top Gun, you know? You weren't.
No.
But you grew into it, obviously.
Yeah, but it was still a popular enough movie.
Oh, it's a cultural icon, right?
When you're 10, 12, 13 years old.
You saw it, right.
You see it for the first time and go, oh, man, this is the best.
Probably aired frequently on HBO or any other movie channel.
Oh, of course it did.
Yeah.
I did see a couple of
And that's where I saw it, probably saw it.
Social media who admitted they hadn't seen Top Gun.
Craig Peters said that, yeah.
Oh, was it him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now he's got to hold out now.
He might be just joking. Yeah. He was old enough in 86.
I saw it, but it never like put its hooks in me. Yeah. And it's like, no, it's not Wayne's World.
Yeah. What is?
Yeah. No, I think it's impressive that the numbers there because so many people held the first one in such regard that they had really high expectations for this.
I'm surprised. Yeah, this is pretty amazing.
And 2.5 years of hype.
Yeah.
Right.
Lots of anticipation for this. So.
Generally, that spells a letdown.
I really don't have any interest since I bet the planes are fast and you know the characters they'll go through something that's a troubled time and it'll turn out okay.
There's not gonna be a twist at the end. You know?
Somebody'll die, won't they?
Probably Goose's kid.
No, I don't think they can't kill Goose's kid again. That'd just be.
That would be brutal.
All of a sudden, the Goose's kid dies again. It's like dead meat on that when that guy's name, Private Dead Meat or something like that. Remember Owen So in the original
Hot Shots?
Hot Shots. He was he was Private Dead Meat.
Yeah.
And he dies like right away.
I did read though that they said this the second one is it basically follows the same formula
as
the first movie, but it was still really great and totally satisfying.
Right.
You know?
Well, the first one worked.
Yeah, it did.
And when did the first one come out?
86.
Story out of Florida, 64-year-old Charlie Hickson had to be busted for indecent exposure at the beach at a Tampa suburb. Charlie was in the water, quote, about knee-deep wearing a Speedo.
Yeah.
As you do.
Yeah.
When he pulled down the front of his swimsuit and exposed himself. Mr. Hickson was allegedly, quote, holding it in his hand while staring and grinning at a 28-year-old woman.
I shook it at her.
Deservedly described as a victim.
Yes, yeah.
Who was on the beach.
How old was the dude?
He's 64.
He's not cute to her.
He's shaking it at the 28-year-old.
He's not cute to her, man.
Is it bad that I'm glad she's 28 and not like 15?
I am glad she's 28.
Yeah.
She can handle it.
He was glad she was 28, too.
Yeah.
The woman and Hickson, quote, had both made eye contact, and the victim apparently he was endowed.
Yeah.
She said.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hello!
Exactly. That's what she said about it.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah, she rated it a 7 to 8.
Oh. She measured it in her brain?
Yeah.
They asked her that?
No, they just rate.
Women the just, victim described
it. Why'd you turn, turn him in? Must be all the kids on the beach, right?
Well, because she doesn't want anybody throwing that thing around.
Yeah, she yeah, doesn't. Pretty,
the, size,
nice.
The size, the size, the.
Pretty nice. Leave it out.
Well, it was tanned. Apparently, that's not good enough.
Right. And she really looked at it for a while. She knows
yeah, was, she yeah. said it was similar in color to his body, which was tanned.
They're dating now.
She's able to process a lot of information pretty quickly.
And then call the
how
cops.
How do you know how quick it was?
Yeah, well, maybe she had a good look at it.
And maybe no, she's a connoisseur.
He's just standing there giving her the helicopter.
Was it just her? Was it just her, those two?
I there's no word on that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I could see her calling the cops if there are other people in the neighborhood.
And there, yeah, probably were. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Another witness said they saw him with his hands in his crotch. When questioned by cops, he denied anything happened and stated he did not intentionally expose himself to anyone. Yeah.
But no one else
it
did.
It was the helicopter.
No one else raided his dink?
No, at least not according to this article.
Craig, you have that clip where you say, I like to look at pretty girls naked. Maybe he thinks, I like to look at pretty girls when I'm naked.
That's there you go.
I like to look at pretty girls when I'm naked.
There's that, yeah.
Who doesn't?
All right.
I'm back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.